This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the EPA is stepping directly into the long-running right to repair debate, issuing new guidance aimed at farmers and independent equipment repair shops. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the guidance is meant to clear up years of confusion of what the Clean Air Act does and does not allow when it comes to fixing farm equipment. We'll hear more from the administrator next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
When talking about the right to repair, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says farmers have been caught in the middle of misinterpretations of federal law and often forced into costly delays and limited repair options when equipment breaks down.
But ask any American farmer and they will tell you about the headaches and costly hassles that they have been forced to endure at the hands of equipment manufacturers. Unfortunately, equipment manufacturers have misused the Clean Air Act by falsely claiming that environmental laws prevented them from making essential repair tools or software available to all Americans. Because of this misinterpretation of the law, manufacturers have limited the ability of farmers and independent repair shops to repair equipment. Instead of a farmer being able to fix their own equipment in the field or bring it down the road to their local repair shop, farmers have been forced to rely solely on authorized dealers for essential repairs, which are not always close by. For farmers, timing is everything. When equipment breaks down during planting or harvesting, delays can result in thousands of dollars in lost productivity.
According to Zeldin, those interpretations have pushed farmers toward dealer-only repairs, even when local options or in-field fixes would have made more sense, especially economically.
The Clean Air Act was written to ensure clean air for all Americans, not to lock farmers into expensive repairs. EPA is issuing guidance that stands up for America's farmers and small businesses while following the Clean Air Act exactly as it is written. Our guidance to manufacturers reaffirms that the Clean Air Act clearly states that farmers and equipment owners are allowed to temporarily override emission systems when it is for the purpose of repair, and as long as the repair returns the equipment to compliance. The guidance applies to non-road diesel engines equipped with advanced emission control technologies.
The EPA says this guidance does not change the law, but clarifies what equipment owners have been allowed to do under the Clean Air Act.
Today's right to repair guidance does not weaken environmental or emission standards. It does not change the law or the Clean Air Act, and it does not reduce compliance obligations. What it does do is stop the law from being misused to block common sense repairs. EPA's guidance is expanding consumer choice and encouraging the use of newer farm equipment, all of which is excellent for ensuring clean air for all Americans. This is about fairness, competition, and independence. Farmers should be able to choose where and how their equipment is repaired, whether that's by themselves, a local mechanic, or a dealer.
EPA hopes that this will restore common sense and give farmers more flexibility, and producers hope that means fewer delays and more control. I'm Dustin Huffman.